And right now on Underground Sports Philadelphia, we are live with Philly's fourth round pick and Cal State Fullerton starting pitcher Colton Eastman. What's going on, buddy? This is Kyle Bennett, and Don Ponteri's here as well.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. First of all, congratulations getting drafted by the Phillies in the fourth round. What was that like, you know, when you found out that the Phillies had selected you?
Funny story is I actually slept through my pick, so I didn't
Nice. You know, you're a California kid. Phillies tend to have a liking to a lot of California players, obviously, position-wise, most notably being Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins. What are you expecting kind of coming to this organization, coming across to the East Coast, you know, once your season's finished? What are you kind of expecting, you know, coming into the Phillies organization?
Not expecting much. You know, I played in Georgia when I was 17 or 18, so I got a little taste of the East Coast atmosphere. Maybe it's not as bad as the Southeast, but I'm looking forward to it, and I know the Phillies really love Cal State Fullerton pitchers, so, I mean, I had a little hunch that I might have gone there.
Yeah, obviously the most notable is Thomas Eshelman, who they acquired in a trade. Did you ever play with Eshelman at Cal State?
No, I came the year after he left.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, fourth round, that's, you know, nothing to sneeze at when it comes to, you know, the baseball draft, obviously with so many rounds. You said you slept through your pick, which I think that's phenomenal. You know, you pitched on ESPN2 almost a week ago. What was that like, you know, you guys still playing with your season going?
It was cool. I didn't really think about it, but when you see tons of cameras around your field and tons of not paparazzi, but just a bunch of people with microphones, it's a big deal. It's really cool knowing that people from back home are watching me on TV.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, random question, but you know, being a California guy, are you ready for the weather on the East Coast? I know it's not gonna always be as nice. Be a little more rain, a little colder in the winters, but What are your thoughts, you know, moving over to the East Coast?
Looking forward to it, honestly. I mean, living in California is nice and all. I love the beach and everything, but I really like cold weather. Not too uncomfortable with it, but my grandparents live in Washington, so I'd always visit there. And,
ah, okay.
Yeah, it rained a lot there, but I enjoy cold weather, but I think it'll be good.
And, you know, I'm looking at your player bio here for Cal State, and you know, you were drafted in 2015 by the Twins in the 30th round, and now to, you know, kind of your next shot at the draft, you'd shoot up from the 30th to the 4th round. What was that like, you know, seeing your draft stock kind of rise from, you know, 3 years ago?
Funny thing is, my player bio is wrong. I was drafted in the 20th round by the Twins, but I just never got around to tell them after 3 years. I just left it. It wasn't something that, like, I was really worried about, but now that on my podcast, so I'll say it here, but a 16-round bump, it's huge. After coming out of high school, getting drafted, you know, it's still a big deal, but I think I made the right decision going to college, and if there's any high school players listening to this, I would really go to college if you have the offer or if you have a chance to.
I like this. I like this in your personal bio. It says you model your game after Nolan Ryland. That's a nice little person to model your game after. Talk to me about this superstition. Why do you jump over the baseline?
One day I was in the living room with my dad, and we were watching, I forget what it was, like a documentary on a specific pitcher. I forget his name, but his little thing was jumping over the baseline, and this was when I was maybe 15 years old, and I was like, you know, I'm going to start doing that. And ever since then, ever since freshman year of high school, I've done it, and I don't know, it's just stuck with me, and I really enjoy it.
That's pretty cool.
And then looking at your bio, still kind of getting familiar with you, Clayton Kershaw, your favorite baseball player, but the Giants are your favorite baseball team. A little interstate rivalry there with Kershaw playing for the Dodgers and the Giants being your team. What made you become a Giants fan?
So, Giants fan is just basically my whole family's a Giants fan or love the Giants. So I was like, you know what, I'll just hop on that train. But when I was asked those questions, I honestly had no idea who my favorite pitcher was. I just said Kershaw because he's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to change that, I would change it to Max Scherzer just because I love how he's so dominant on the base on the pitching mound. How he struts around a strikeout after, and just how he presents himself, really.
Yeah, Scherzer's a beast, and we get firsthand knowledge of that with the Phillies obviously being in the same division as the Nationals, and him, you know, dominating for so long. And we're basketball guys too. So is Dirk your actual favorite player? Because
I love seeing that. I absolutely like that wins some points in my book.
Yeah, I love Dirk Nowitzki. I've been a Mavericks fan ever since they won in 2011 when they beat the Heat. It was great. Beat LeBron, beat the Big Three. It was awesome. But I enjoy watching him. Just a veteran guy, team guy. Just loves doing what he does and just enjoys the game.
I like that.
Now, when it comes to LeBron, now that you're, you know, in the Phillies organization, are you going to be advocating for LeBron to come and play for the Sixers?
I saw that. If he comes and plays for them, that'd be a huge deal. That'd be unbelievable. That'd be great.
Because we just, before you called in, we had an interview with Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz talking to some reporters, and they asked him, you know, if they asked you to sit down and recruit LeBron, would you be all about it? And Carson Wentz is on board with recruiting LeBron to the Sixers, and he and Zach Ertz went up to game five to openly recruit LeBron in Cleveland. So the more Philadelphia athletes that get on board, I think the better.
It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
What's your favorite kind of taco?
My favorite kind of what?
Taco.
You said taco?
Yeah.
You know, just when I make at home, usually when my mom or dad asks me what I want to eat, I always say tacos. We just get ground beef, some cheese, sour cream, green sauce, and it's my favorite food.
Oh, the green sauce. That's the right move right there.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a lot of good taco choices, you know, locally for us. So, you know, it's hard for me to kind of pick. I tend to go towards the fish taco route.
I'm a big fish taco.
Fish tacos with the green sauce is definitely. Are you a cilantro and onion guy too? Do you put those on or?
No onions or cilantro for me.
All right, that sounds like my mom. My mom's that way. No cilantro.
And just in case you guys are just tuning in, we are live with Phillies fourth-round draft pick Colton Eastman. The Phillies announced, too, recently that they had just signed some of their draft picks. Obviously, their number one draft pick, Alec Bohm, was signed. I'm not sure if you were on that list or not, but is your intention to sign with the Phillies once your season's over?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Good man.
We just got a comment in our Facebook Live chat from your cousin, Carrie, saying that she is proud of you and all of your determination and hard work has finally paid off. So I just want to let you in on that. She's commenting on the live video that we have going.
Thank you, Terry.
But, you know, as it comes to the Phillies, you know, have you been able to kind of keep up with what they're doing this year? Kind of a young team. Obviously, they brought in some veterans this offseason with Carlos Santana and Jake Arrieta and some of the relievers. Have you been able to kind of take a look at the roster that they've been putting together, and what are your thoughts on the team this season?
You know, I've taken a little look, and what's really nice is that we have one of the best home records, so, you know, that's cool. That just means that the fans are a huge deal, and that's always a big part in winning games.
Yeah, that's one thing to definitely expect once you start playing in Philly is that the fans will be behind you 110%.
Yeah, every player loves that.
Yeah, and the other thing, probably not to get too caught up in like any negative things that they may say, because a lot of Philly fans tend to wear their heart on their sleeves. But you know, no matter what, it's like it's like tough love almost. It's weird. Yeah. but like they will back you till the end of the day, you know, or till the end of your time in the league. You know, it's a different kind of thing out here than most sports cities.
Oh yeah, I feel it. The city of brotherly love.
That is very, very true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Says your favorite restaurant, Denny's and Waffle House.
I like the Waffle House choice.
Oh, Waffle House is so good.
And then it says here, favorite movies, The Sandlot and The Goonies. Can't go wrong with either of those. And looking at your musical artist now, you know, obviously baseball, a lot of players get that opportunity for the walk-up song or for the warm-up song. What's your walk-up / warm-up song of choice?
I'll go AC/DC every day. I mean, you can put AC/DC on the radio and whatever song comes on, I'll love it.
It's nice.
I'll take it.
That's nice.
And now, you know, transitioning into the major leagues, obviously you're a starter at Cal State. Do you see yourself kind of projected as a starter once you sign on with the Phillies, or do you think you'd take the chance at potentially converting into a reliever? How do you kind of see yourself transitioning into the major leagues position-wise?
I do see myself as a starter, but I think like any guy would say, I don't mind filling in a position to help the team or to even get me closer into the bigs.
And a lot of reports that I saw today, too, is as we were, you know, searching your name, seeing what, you know, scouts and things had to say about you, a lot of people think you'll end up going to Williamsport, one of the Philly single-A teams right off the bat when you sign. And, you know, for being a fourth-round pick to be able to go right to, you know, single-A, that's kind of a big deal. I don't know if you saw any of that or heard any of that. What are your thoughts on the potential of just going right to, you know, the Williamsport Crosscutters?
I mean, it's a huge deal, and I had no idea that was being thrown around, but must be a huge deal. You get to go straight into single A.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of the talk with Philly's draft picks recently is, you know, they haven't really, you know, quote, hit on a lot of them. They've kind of taken a while to develop, so to have somebody, you know, not in the first round being able to go right off the bat to, you know, a single A team, I think it's a huge deal. And, you know, for you, congratulations on that if it does end up happening.
Thank you.
Let me see here.
Oh, I got something. So I see a lot of pictures, like your profile picture on the Cal State website, clean shaven. But if you look up the Google images, you know, you've got a little scruff going on. Sometimes you've grown out your beard. I'm assuming like a playoff beard, I'm guessing. But there also are ones of just a straight mustache. What's your go-to?
Definitely a beard. The reason I did the mustache look, that was my freshman year. And I was basically forced by the upperclassmen to do that.
that's a good one though. That's cool. Like at least the upperclassmen weren't like too hard on you. They just made you grow out the mustache. That's funny.
Yeah. Mustache March.
I like that. I'm about to start doing that. but you're definitely like a playoff beard kind of guy.
Yeah, I love my beard. I love either, let it grow out, trimming it up, darkening it, you know, a little jet black action. I don't mind that at all.
Okay.
Little Brian Wilson homage there.
Oh, yeah, a little Jake Arrieta, you know.
There we go. And obviously your pinned tweet on Twitter talking about, you know, the Big West Conference Pitcher of the Year. Give us a little insight on that. What was that like finding out that you received that award, and, you know, what's that mean to you?
So I didn't know if I would get that award or not when I got it. You know, I was shocked, you know, but I was thankful. And coming back after my sophomore year being hurt and then being able to do that my junior year in college is, you know, a great accomplishment. I couldn't do it without my defense. But defense and pitching, that's all Fullerton known for, and thank God I was a pitcher.
Hey, man, that's awesome, and he is the first Cal State Fullerton pitcher to win this award since Philly's Thomas Eshelman, which is awesome. So to join Tom with that, and then you also earned D1 Baseball All-American First Team honors as well. Congratulations on that. What was, you know, finding out about that, all the awards you've been receiving, what's that been like for you? And then obviously going to be moving on to the Phillies soon, as soon as your season wraps up. But what's it like being, you know, receiving all these awards and everything?
It's just a great accomplishment and a great honor to be recognized as, you know, one of the great pitchers in the nation, basically. But like I said before, you know, you can't get there without having a great defense behind you, and which I did. But another funny thing is that this morning I was asleep and I woke up and my teammate actually told me I got the D1 baseball All-American thing. So that's another thing I fell asleep to.
That's funny. Yeah, I went on his Twitter page as well now. You gained even more points in my book. You're a Zlatan fan. So big ups on that. That's my favorite soccer player as well.
Oh, God, that guy is an animal. I love watching him. I love his attitude. I love his demeanor in the game. I love how he just carries himself. Hopefully I get to meet him one day.
I wish I could do. I mean, that's great. Did you see his interview on ESPN with Dan Le Batard? He was just,
I don't think I have.
Oh my God, if you have free time, look it up. It's hilarious. Like, you talk about his attitude and his demeanor, it's the same thing. He said, he asked him, like, is there anything, like, you regret doing, like, when you were 18? And Zlatan was like, no, the 18-year-old me was perfect.
I love that.
It was great.
I love that.
I come in with the crazy questions, the ones that come out of left field. Are you a Fortnite or PUBG guy?
Oh, Fortnite.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
We got to get him on some streams.
I'm in. I'm so in.
There we go.
There we go. But, you know, looking at, you know, who would you kind of compare yourself to give yourself like a pro comparison to anybody in the league right now? The way your game is, the way you kind of approach batters when you're on the mound, who would you kind of give some comparisons to pro style-wise?
I would say a good comparison I was told was the Cubs pitcher, right-handed.
Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah.
Kyle okay. Hendricks. Hey man.
With his changeup being similar to mine, or mine being similar to his, I thought that was a great comparison. And my attitude, like Max Scherzer when I'm on the mound, I just feel it. I just show that I'm the best one out there.
Hey, if we can have a Max Scherzer, Kyle Hendricks, Frankenstein-type pitcher in our organization, I'll take that any day of the week. That's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, looking at the Phillies pitching staff, too, obviously you being a pitcher, what are your thoughts on, you know, Aaron Nola, Nick Pivetta, obviously Jake Arrieta coming into the fold, Vince Velasquez? What are your thoughts on the rotation right now and all that stuff going on with the, you know, the pitching staff in Philadelphia?
You know, I mean, they're just guys that made it there, just like I'm trying to make it there, and they've all got great stuff. I love watching them all throw, but I just can't wait for Thomas Eshelman to be up there one day soon, honestly, because I'm pretty sure he's close enough.
Dude, let me tell you, in February, I think it was, when we started this podcast, I was telling Dom, Thomas Eshelman's going to be the number 5 starter in this rotation to start the season, and I was disappointed he didn't make it, but I totally agree. I think Thomas is going to be up very soon, once he works out a couple kinks down at Lehigh Valley. I think he's going to be up before we know it, and he's going to be a dominant long-term piece to the Phillies.
Absolutely.
But just further for our viewers right now and our listeners, just give them some insight on, you know, who you are as a person, you know, what they should expect from Colton Eastman coming to the Phillies organization, and what you bring to the table.
Just a hard worker, you know, loves to win, team guy. But like, even if you see me at the ballpark, I won't, you know, I won't turn my back against you. If there's little kids ever come out to the field, ever want an autograph or want a ball, I won't hesitate out either. I love making little kids feel like they have the world in their hands when they get a signed ball or even just a foul ball.
That's the right way to do it.
Hey, if you're like that, Philly fans are going to eat you up, and you will probably be one of the biggest fan favorites in this city for a long time. Baseball-wise, what are your... Because I know there's a lot of, like, the baseball purists and then the, the new wave fans. What are your thoughts on batting wise on the bat flip? Because we have a guy on our team, Odubel Herrera, who, you know, he's got that Latin flair, and when he gets a big home run or a big hit, he's gonna flip the bat and he's gonna let you know that he beat you. What are your thoughts on the bat flip?
To be honest, I've never, like, when I've given up a home run, I've never actually seen the person do a bat flip. But on TV, I mean, if it's a good bat flip, you can't argue that. if it's a good bat flip, you got to just be like, wow, that's just nice.
So I'll take it here right now. Colton Eastman is an advocate as a pitcher of the bat flip.
There we go.
So, you know, you guys are
more of that.
You guys are still playing, right, for the Cal State season still going on, if I'm not mistaken.
No, we just lost Super Regionals last week on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So now, are there any expectations on when you might sign with the Phillies, not that your season's finished up?
It should be soon. I will give a call out to my agent/advisor and see how that all ends up, but it should be soon.
Hey, awesome. And, you know, we'll be right on top of that here at Underground Sports Philadelphia as well. And it's pretty funny here, looking in the chat. My mom and your mom, I think, just became best friends, going back and forth. So that's pretty cool.
Wow, I didn't even see that going
on. Yeah, it's a long-running, like, thread conversation of my mom and Colton's mom right in our chat. But just in case you guys, again, are just joining us, we are live with Colton Eastman, Philly's fourth-round pick. In this year's MLB draft. I also have to ask you, man, because being here East Coast, we're from South Jersey, and we have this guy that's kind of regarded as the best player in baseball, known as Mike Trout, right from our backyard. And you being out in California, what are your thoughts on Mike? I don't know if you've gotten to see him play, but what are your thoughts on Mike Trout being the man?
I mean, it's great, just really growing up in a city like New Jersey and then becoming the number one baseball player there is as of right now. I never got to see an Angels game, even though I live really right next to the stadium. But, I mean, it's great. I mean, just watching him on TV, just seeing what kind of ball player he is and what he brings to the team.
I mean, I can't say anything bad about this guy. I think the Phillies, I think the Phillies hit the nail on the head with Colton Eastman being one of their picks this year. Dude, we cannot wait to see you playing at Citizens Bank Park very soon. When you're in Philly, let us know, and we'll meet up and we'll take you around the city and all that good stuff. We'll do some more podcasts with you. But thank you for joining us tonight. Best of luck when the contract signing goes down. And again, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
And we'll definitely have you again soon. And again, best of luck once the contract signs, and whatever team you end up on in the organization, we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on you. Thank you again. And that was Philly's fourth-round pick, Colton Eastman. He should be signing with the Phillies. You heard it here first very soon. And he'll be back on the show sooner than you think. So best of luck, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.